Piers Morgan to interview Stormy Daniels less than a day after Trump indictment. By Hannah Blow on March 31, 2023. It took less than 24 hours for Piers Morgan to land an interview with porn star Stormy Daniels, the woman at the center of the New York case involving former President Donald Trump. Breaking news: as Donald Trump becomes the first U.S. president in history to be indicted on criminal charges, I've got the first world-exclusive interview with the woman who sparked the scandal, Morgan announced on Twitter Friday morning. Tune into it Piers Uncensored at 9 p.m. for my live interview with Stormy Daniels, he added. The announcement comes less than 24 hours after news of the Manhattan grand jury's vote to indict Trump for his alleged involvement in hush money paid to Daniels. Trump warned earlier in April of the impending indictment at the hands of leftist DA Alvin Bragg. Thank you to everyone for your support and love. I have so many messages coming in that I can't respond. Also don't want to spill my champagne, Daniels wrote on Twitter following the news. On Thursday evening, a spokesperson for Bragg affirmed the reports of the indictment, stating that the office had been in contact with Trump's lawyer to coordinate his surrender to the Manhattan DA's Office of Arraignment on a Supreme Court indictment, which remains under seal. Trump released a lengthy statement following the news, predicting that the indictment will backfire on President Biden and Democrats. The judge assigned to my witch hunt case, a case that has never been charged before, hates me. His name is Juan Manuel Martin, was handpicked by Bragg and the prosecutors, and is the same person who railroaded my 75-year-old former CFO, Alan Weisselberg, to take a plea deal, plead guilty. Even if you are not, 90 days, fight us in court. 10 years, life, in jail, Trump said in a Truth Social update Friday, asserting the judge strong-armed Alan, which a judge is not allowed to do, and treated my companies, which didn't plead, viciously. Appealing. Morgan's interview with Daniels comes on the heels of his big interview with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, in which he lightly prodded the governor about his contentious relationship with Trump. During the interview, DeSantis said the details of the then-looming indictment were outside of his wheelhouse. Well, there's a lot of speculation about what the underlying conduct is. I mean, that's just not something that I can speak to. DeSantis, who originally came under fire for his initial response to the news of the indictment, said. During his first public statement on the matter, DeSantis said, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I just can't speak to that. While he did not mention Trump by name, DeSantis released a statement on Thursday, making it clear Florida will not assist in an extradition request.